Morning, Brooke.
Morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
All hanging in.
Yeah, you make it through the shopping madness of the weekend?
I sure did by staying away for the most part.
Exactly. That is the idea. And it's also a great segue. Didn't even plan this, believe it or not, to your cover story. Today is Cyber Monday. So all of us who just kind of like sat out all that craziness of shopping over the weekend, and particularly Thanksgiving and the shopping on Black Friday, can just hop on the old internet and check out the deals online.
Yeah, really. It's a term coined, I think, in 2005. And, you know, the Monday after Black Friday had become more and more popular with people shopping online and looking for deals. And retailers started gearing towards that. They started having special online deals and stuff for that Monday, because the idea is that as people return to the office after the long holiday weekend, you know, they're maybe taking some of their work time, and or maybe at lunch, maybe they're being good, but they're getting on the computer and looking up stuff to buy for the holidays and just looking for deals and that sort of stuff. So there's a lot out there to find. And last year, about $1.5 billion was spent on Cyber Monday. So today, Forbes is reporting that could reach up to $1.8 billion this year. So,
wow.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of money being clunked down. Actually, not clunked down, that's an old-fashioned term, but you're typed on the computer with your
right.
credit card or debit card number and everything, which experts suggest that you use a credit card, not a debit card,
right?
Because they're more secure. But so I have a bunch of different tips about looking for help and being safe and things to look out for, like shipping fees and restocking fees if you return them, and you know where to find deals and coupons and online specials and that sort of stuff. So thought it would be a good time to revisit that. And, you know, throughout the holiday season, people are going to still buy online. You just got to be careful to make sure you know what drop-dead dates are and if you'll get something in time as Christmas approaches.
Yeah, and it's interesting, this development of online shopping. It's just every year it grows and grows. And, of course, this year we heard the news that to satisfy this demand, that the post office was going to start working with an online merchant on Sundays for Sunday delivery. So, I mean, it appears there is just no limit to the growth in online sales. It just keeps going up.
It's the tail that wags the dog, as they say.
Yeah.
Maybe it's becoming the dog itself. And interestingly enough, as you've probably seen that, you know, they haven't waited for today either. There's been deals last week, and people were talking about Black Friday week, and some people are now calling this Cyber Week because there will be deals, you know, throughout the time. And, you know, this might not even be the busiest single online shopping day anyway. That might come even later as people, you know, get a little crazy and decide they have to meet that deadline and get stuff ordered. But, yeah, today has become a traditional big online shopping day. So it might be fun to get on and see what kind of specials are out there.
Absolutely. All right. In the profile this week, a company that probably wants folks to buy an experience for someone instead of a product.
Yeah, exactly. As Madeline Smith, the writer, points out, you might want a new perspective. What better way to get it than up in the sky? Now, there's this company called Nostalgia Ballooning, and they started in Crested Butte, Colorado, a year or so ago. And they have expanded operations now down to here for their winter months. And they fly mostly out of Santa Teresa because they get customers out of the Las Cruces area and out of the El Paso area. And it's exactly what it is. It's hot air balloon rides. And you can go up at sunset and have up to six people go. And it's just a fun sort of thing. And it's a different kind of business. We see all different kinds of businesses around. And
do you have to pay more if it's more people, or is it the same price for up to six people, or do we not know that?
Yeah, it's so much per person.
Oh, so much per person. Okay.
Yeah.
But you might be stuck with people you don't know. Is that the idea, if you're fewer than six?
No, I think it's just you could take groups up to six.
Okay.
That's the type of the thing.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it's a different sort of business.
Yeah, that is different. And so you say they're actually out of Colorado.
Yeah, exactly, out of Colorado. And I figured it would be good to do some business down here as well. So
All right. Well, we'll read more about that in today's Sun News for folks who are interested in possibly a balloon ride. This is something I've never done. Maybe I'll have to check that out sometime. What else is new this week, Brooke?
Well, we got a few things. It's kind of a thin week. It was a short week last week, getting stuff ready and looking into all kind of Black Friday shopping and everything that's going on. The Walgreens out by the new Walmart up off Rinconada exit is getting really close. We don't have an opening date yet from Walgreens, but it's going to be a full-size store, and they have a lot of the shelves and everything is already up and in place, and they have a big sign out that says coming soon, and hopefully they'll let me know soon if they have an actual opening.
Yeah, and I believe that has a liquor store in it as well, isn't it? It's one of the Walgreens that has liquor. And is it a 24-hour store? Do we know that?
I don't know that, but okay. My guess is that it will be.
Yeah, okay.
Because the Walmart is 24 hours.
Right.
And with the pharmacy and everything. And we'll be seeing more and more stuff open up out there. Hopefully there's more stuff coming out.
Yeah, there's actually I've driven by there, and I've seen two buildings for a mini strip mall that look to be almost complete. So we'll probably see businesses going in there too soon.
Yeah, there's going to be like a dentist office, and there's one other business already scheduled for that. Then they got some space open for other businesses that want to come along. But I know there's going to be a dentist office out that way in one of those buildings, so... An eclectic mix, as well.
Yeah.
Down on Valley, the place that we've talked about this before, that used to be Dickie's Barbecue, is going to be a Kebabs. And that was announced a while ago. And it took a little while, some of the planning stages, and there were some delays. But things are up and running now. They've got a sign up. Again, same thing with Walgreens. We don't have an opening date yet. People don't like always pinpointing an opening day because you never know quite when things are going to open. They're with delays and days get moved around and everything, but that's coming along fast, and I'm going to be at Kebabs down there. And we've never had a full-service Kebabs here in Las Cruces. There used to be one restaurant in the Farmers Museum was run by Kebabs for a while, years ago.
Hmm.
But this will be the first, you know, freestanding Kebabs we've had here in town. So.
All right. Well, we'll look for that pretty soon. In the Babbling Brook this week, I see that December is Write a Business Plan Month. So you have some tips for folks maybe who have this as their New Year's resolution to start a business?
Yeah, definitely. It's something you should definitely do. You know, some people start a business on just a hope and a prayer. That's never a good idea, especially if you're going for funding or a loan. You pretty much have to have a business plan in place. You got to show, you know, that you've put a lot of thought and research into this. But, you know, a lot of people maybe don't know how to write a business plan. And maybe they already have a business and don't know how to write a business plan. Or maybe the act of writing a business plan will tell them they don't want to go into business, or they shouldn't. So there's a lot of free help around here, too. We have SCORE and WestCORE and Small Business Development Center are three that I point out that help and give free help to people who want to write business plans and do a different kind of thing. So there's ways to turn to and try to figure out what kind of financing you need to put into the business plan. And
all kinds of details. Well,
yeah.
We'll read more about it in today's Las Cruces Sun News. Brooke Stockburger is the business editor, and he joins us every Monday. Thanks, Brooke.
Thank you, Fred.